Well, for 20 frantic, fruitless years I've worked in Dublin town. Reporting for newspapers, I was busy writing down all the words of politicians in my endless quest for truth. It was such a wasted exercise, I squandered all my youth. That's the cause of my misfortune now, as I'll explain to you. For I find myself now talking as politicians do. So if somebody should ask, do I take sugar in my tea? I grasp them warmly by the hand, and this is what I'll say. Well, I'm very glad you asked me that, for at this point in time, in the circumstances that prevail that are in the pipeline, infrastructural implications interface with lines of thought which lead to grassroot viabilities, which at this time I'd rather not denunciate an ambiguity, but rather seek to find negotiated compromises which are the bottom line for full and frank discussions that could serve to integrate with basic fundamental principles to which we all relate. Not indoctrinaire philosophy, as any fool can see, inescapable hypotheses confronting you and me, but in the interests of the common good, now you need never fear, for I have the matter well in hand. I'm glad I made things clear. Now, as you can imagine, this has greatly changed my life. An example was the very day on which I wed my wife. All went well until the priest, he asked me with a smile, "Do you take this woman for your wife?" And swiftly I replied, "Well, I'm very glad you asked me that, for at this point in time, in the circumstances that prevail that are in the pipeline, infrastructural implications interface with lines of thought which lead to grassroot viabilities, which at this time I'd rather not denunciate an ambiguity, but rather seek to find negotiated compromises which are the bottom line for full and frank discussions that could serve to integrate with basic fundamental principles to which we all relate. Not indoctrinaire philosophy, as any fool can see, inescapable hypotheses confronting you and me, but in the interests of the common good, now you need never fear, for I have the matter well in hand. I'm glad I made things clear." Now I'm lying on my deathbed, and I'm faced with mortal dread, for I know that very shortly I will certainly be dead. And when St. Peter asks me, do I want to come on in, I'm sure to face damnation, for I know I'll say to him, "Well, I'm very glad you asked me that, for at this point in time, in the circumstances that prevail that are in the pipeline, infrastructural implications interface with lines of thought which lead to grassroot viabilities, which at this time I'd rather not denunciate an ambiguity, but rather seek to find negotiated compromises which are the bottom line for full and frank discussions that could serve to integrate with basic fundamental principles to which we all relate. Not indoctrinaire philosophy, as any fool can see, inescapable hypotheses confronting you and me, but in the interests of the common good, now you need never fear, for I have the matter well in hand. I'm glad I made things clear."